But we're going to talk some more about the light, and if you think a little while about the difference, well, about light and dark, and you know who the Bible says is the light of the world. And let's look in John 8, verse 11. That'll give us a biblical perspective of the very thing we're talking about here. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. So there you have both light and dark, and light again. So let's look further, and if someone can get the verse list, I don't have anybody to post verses today, so if someone wants to grab that verse list from the, I think it's page 12 on the menu, on the banner, the website in the banner up there, for today's date, FCP 2012-08-19. Let's look in John 1, verses 1 through 9, about the light, keeping in mind the light is what we're focusing on here. So what do these verses have to say about the light? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. You get it. Just let me interject here. You get a good picture of the complexity or the characteristics of the Godhead there in that first verse, first two verses especially, of John, of the book of John, and how it's beyond our comprehension how he can be God and be with God. You know, that's the fact though of the Godhead. All things were made by him, and at that point the Bible begins calling the light him. So without him, the word, it's later the light, but the word, without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's speaking of the life that was in Jesus Christ. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I think there's a lot more in that statement than we understand or that we generally talk about. But the darkness comprehended not the light. It's not saying apprehended not. It's saying comprehended. So there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Welcome to the room. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. So here we see more about the light. And let's look down in verse 9. John 1, verse 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So these verses are talking about Jesus Christ here. And three verses later, the writer names Jesus as the one he's been talking about. John 1:17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth, what we just talked about in verse 14, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word, and he is the light shining in the darkness. And the world needed light when he came, needs it today. He's the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So let me summarize a bit. Hold on just a second. First, I'm going to take a little break here. Hold on. John 1, verses 1 through 3, in those verses there, God inspired the writer of John to tell Israel that the Word is the powerful, eternal creator. The Word is. And then in verses 4 through 8, God tells that in the Word was life, which was the true light of men, and that the Word became flesh, who was the light of the world. Well, from that we can see that God associates the Word with the light. God associates the Word with the light. John 1, verses 1 through 9 and verse 14 show an even more definite statement or declaration from God that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. So, let's follow the light as the Bible reveals it throughout history. Look what the Bible says. We already saw in John 1, verses 4 through 9, that the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us was God, and that by the Word were all things made. We also read that the life in Him was the light of men, which shineth in the darkness. The light shined in the darkness, and it lighted every man. Doesn't say every man is saved. I'm not saying or promoting that. It's talking about the light and who it falls on, shines on. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So since in the beginning was the Word, and all things were made by Him, let's look at Genesis, in the beginning, to see in what way the Lord accomplished creation. Talking about the light here. Genesis 1, verses 3 through 5, starting in Genesis 1, 3. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and divided the light from the darkness. So God starts a division there. God makes divisions in His Word and in creation. God divides light from darkness. God divides good from evil. God divided Israel from the rest of the world, and there's scripture for that. Read through Leviticus 20, read through first seven verses of Genesis 12. But God divides His Word between truth for Israel during the times when they are God's people and they are rising, and truth for the rest of us when Israel fell and is in their fallen state now today. So let's not ignore the divisions that God makes in Scripture. They're important, or God wouldn't put them there. Let's not neglect to make those same divisions as we read and understand the Word. It greatly benefits to recognize those divisions, and it's just it muddies the whole picture if you try and undivide them or mash them back together. Merging, mixing, universalizing, Catholicizing, they're all the same thing, trying to mix Israel's doctrine with the body of Christ's doctrine that only was revealed from God to Paul for us, and it's only in Romans through Philemon, Paul's epistles and sermons. So it greatly benefits us to recognize those divisions. Don't forget it. And don't let it get past you. You know, you might come along years later and say, "Oh, I forgot. We're supposed to divide between what's told to Israel and promised to Israel and what's told to us." And then you catch on. But, you know, hold on to it. Remember it. Genesis 1, verse 4. It says, "And God divided the light from the darkness." So there is a difference between light and dark. Verse 5, "And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." So there's a combination of evening and morning. And there's the division between light and dark. And they make up the first day. So by that we can see that the light is introduced along with day, darkness, and night. Dark means destitute of light. It means lacking illumination. And as we look further, we see that God introduces division between light and dark. There is a division there, a separation, a dividing line between what is light and what is dark. Light vanquishes the dark. Let's look in Genesis 1, verses 14 through 18, starting in Genesis 1, verse 14. And God said, "Let there be lights," plural lights, that's more than one, "let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night." There's more division. So, "let them be for signs," he goes on, "let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years." Genesis 1:15, "let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And so it was. There's more light there. Genesis 1:16, "and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also." I'm sorry. I just can't help reacting when I hear that, about how he created the sun and the earth and the light, and divided between the light and the dark. Oh yeah, and he made the stars too. What an understatement. You know, God's power is immense, but you know, we hardly ever realize it. We look on a beautiful day and we say, "Oh, how beautiful nature is," or whatever. But this is a far cry from the beauty that it was created as before sin. But what a great feat that was, and to create the stars of the universe, and yet it's mentioned almost like a mere footnote. He made the stars also. Wow. Genesis 1:17 and 18. "And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide," there's division again, "to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good." The division was good between light and darkness and what he had done. So light is important in creation. We see that coming down through these verses. It's something that God intentionally did. You come down through history and you can, let's take a look at Israel in Egypt. We'll go to Exodus chapter 10. And thank you for posting these verses. That's a big help. Exodus 10, verses 22 and 23. Starting with Exodus 10, 22. "And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days." 3 days of darkness. Can you imagine that? "They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings." Inside their homes they had light. God gave light as a blessing there. The Exodus happened, you know, when God ushered Israel out of Egypt. And again, we see God's light present with them. Look in Exodus 13, verses 20 and 21. Exodus 13, 20. "And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light." And let's see, "to give them light to go by day and night." So the Lord was their light. He was there with them. In Exodus chapters 25 through 40, God goes through great detail about the tabernacle and the building of it and the provisions for it. And it's including light, the oil for the light and the candlesticks in the tabernacle, all of which will eventually be important in the study later on. But as we continue through the scriptures about light, we go now to Leviticus. Look in Leviticus 24. Start with verse 1 through 4. Leviticus 24, it's where the Lord tells Moses to provide for light to burn in the tabernacle there in the wilderness. And it's to be continual, not to be extinguished. The light is to stay on continually. They're not only to light the tabernacle during their meetings, but for it to burn continually. Along with other things, the Lord is emphasizing the importance of light throughout the history of when he dealt, well, his dealings with man and with humanity. So let's see a few other instances of light in the Bible. Going to Esther now, Esther chapter 8 and verse 15. We'll look at 15 and 16. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple. And the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor. The light of the Lord was still with Israel at that time, late in their history. I guess we're late now, but but it was later on, I should say, in their history from their Exodus. They had gone through the kings and then had gotten into, or been taken into exile, and Esther, of course, was in the exile. But look at Psalms. Some of the Psalms, before you get to Esther, David and his kingship occurred in Israel. Look in Psalms 18, verse 28. Psalms 18, 28. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. And then in Psalms 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So the light is associated with salvation and strength. So these next two verses in Psalms again, Psalms 119, they show the difference. Well, it's the connection, I should say, I guess. Instead of difference, it tends to bring together the word connected with the light. Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, connecting the word and the light. Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of thy words give light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. And that's interesting wording there. Understanding to the simple, those that are just plain, you know, out there looking for what God's saying, not those that are standing there, but you said this here, you know, I don't see how that can be true, arguing their way, you know, as they're told things. You know, if you're seeking and just simply believing what's in there, the words of the Lord give light and it gives understanding unto the simple. Again, you can see here in Psalms 119, verse 30, that God is connecting the light with the word, as he did in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 that we started with today. And we'll finish now. A short lesson today, but John 1, verses 1 through 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Did I miss a verse there? The same was in the beginning with God. The Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. So, all right, I'm done for today. short lesson, like we said. But any questions, comments, scripture to add, testimonies?